Richard Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I identify as a transgender woman.
I identify as a straight transgender female.
There is no such thing as transgender. You're either XX or XY.
But honestly, I don't really identify as human.
I'm tired of being humanized for the comfort of other people.
God made man male and female. That is determined genetically. That is physiology. That is science. That is reality.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, boy! You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio. Welcome to one of the world's fastest-growing game sensations. Which one is more cloying? That's right. Which one of the sound clips that you're about to hear is more agitating? As always, acting as your federal head, and I apologize in advance, our own one and only, our only.
I hope so.
Because there is only one.
That's right.
Handsome Jimmy Hicks, are you prepared for your most earnest responsibility to represent the tens and tens of people in determining which one is more cloying?
That's my favorite pastime.
Can cloying be used, like, is cloy actually just a verb? Cloying, can you think of, I'm going to cloy at you. That sure did cloy me. No, it's just cloying. I don't know how else you can. Here we go. Which one is more cloying? Our first contestant. Oh, boy. Back to Minnesota we go. Oh, this hurts. What happened to my beautiful home state? It used to be so, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, unwoke. What you're about to hear are a number of pastors who decided to walk into the lobby of the Target HQ, which is right in, I think it's on Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis. It's a lovely building. It's a lovely lobby. These are clearly progressive clergy. Each and every one of them seems to have bought the stole at the same store. All rainbows.
Hey, we shall not be moved. We just stay here all day, and we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water.
I don't appreciate the allusion to Psalm 1, because that's biblical, and I don't know what these clergy are doing, alluding to the Bible.
We shall not be moved.
Okay, there was a little harmony there. This isn't very clever. And they don't sing in parts. Don't you love it when you go to a church where people, it's as if they actually learned how to read music in school? Oh yeah, we used to do that. We gave that up. At any rate, and they break off into four parts. Oh man. If you've never been to a church like that, here's what typically happens. Everybody sings the first verse and everybody sings the melody. And then boom, second verse breaks off into four parts. But apparently, not if you're a progressive clergy in the lobby of Target.
Shopping elsewhere.
We are shopping elsewhere.
Hey.
We shall not be moved.
Hey. Don't you go stealing our evangelical boycott strategy.
We are shopping elsewhere. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water.
Well, which is it? Everything's just like a tree?
We shall not be moved.
There you have it, Jimmy. That would be cloying clip number one.
That's a good one.
That cloyed at you?
Yeah, it did.
I'm trying. Clip number two. Oh, the choices. All righty. I can't recall who sent this in, but I will tell you, to the person who sent this in, I don't like you. Because, ay, gaviltafish, Larry, this is a church. Okay, it calls itself a church. It's just, you'll have to envision this for yourself. This is a man who is dressed up in a Superman costume. I mean, like the whole, like, you know, and it's like the inflated, I don't know how it works, but it makes it look like he's all muscular and he's wearing the tights and the spandex and the cape. And now he's going to preach a sermon.
I
I'm here to say Happy Christmas to you from the entire Superman family. So Happy Christmas from Superman and Supergirl and Superboy and Power Girl.
You know, it could have been worse. I'm just trying to look on the bright side here. He didn't come out and say, so how's everybody doing this Christmas? See, it could have been worse.
And Crypto the dog and Comet the horse, they all say Happy Christmas also. Now, Pele, come here. Pele, don't you think this is a good idea?
Charlie, no. No, nobody thinks it's a good idea. You've got the best source material in the world in the Bible. The best. You couldn't work with anything finer. This is like being a cook in the kitchen, supposedly a professional chef with the finest ingredients in the world, and all you can make is Taco Bell. You shouldn't be in that kitchen is what I'm trying to say. You've got the richest, wisest, bestest, most ethereal book, and you can't make it interesting at Christmas time. You got to put on a Superman costume and then invoke some dude to make jokes.
And a cape.
Charlie, what is this all about? Superman is not Christmassy.
Superman is so Christmassy. So Jesus is very like Superman.
Let's go with no, he's not. You can't preach from Luke 2, but you come up with Jesus is very much like Superman. Dude, you're so in the wrong business. And by the way, the church where he's prancing around in a Superman costume is the former church of the late John R.W. Stott. Oh, listen. Listen for that sound. That's right. That would be Dr. Stott spinning in his grave like a lathe. That's clip number two, Jimmy.
Okay.
All Saints Church right there.
Yeah.
That was the rector donning a Superman costume.
That's Christmassy.
Very, very. Because Jesus is just like Superman. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just see how ridiculous we can make this, shall we? Because any comparison with Jesus is going to be lesser. Nothing even comes remotely close. Jesus is a lot like Underdog. Offended yet? Jesus is a lot like Gumby. Mm-hmm. You'd go, excuse me, what are you doing? You're degrading a descriptor of our Savior by comparing him to a superhero? No, that was clip number two, Jimmy. You ready for clip number three?
I guess.
I sure hope it lasts a long time because I don't want to get to clip number four. I'm just telling you that. Here's Tony Robbins offering some of his wisdom that he's gleaned over the year from his own musings. No source, no authority, but he's helping people.
Why were you suicidal? There is a house built out. What makes you hate yourself? Is it the red shoes?
Okay. I'm sorry. There's a man at one of his events. I'm looking at his face. He's holding a microphone because he wants to ask the guru a question. And he informed the guru that he's suicidal. He's like, he looks like he wants to end his life right now. Did you hear what Tony Robbins said? He made a joke.
Why were you suicidal? There is a house built out. What makes you hate yourself? Is it the red shoes?
What?
Is it the red shoes?
No.
Are you sure? Because they're f***ing red.
I'm agitated by this. This man is hurting.
If you smile like that too much, you'll want to stick around.
This is a pleasure. Oh, so right.
I love that you have such high standards. But those aren't high standards. That's called perfection. And most people overestimate what they can do in a year. And they underestimate what they can do in two or three decades. And you haven't been around long enough to have those extra two or three decades. There's time. And if you give yourself just a little bit of time, And if you'll be a little more loving to yourself, I think you're going to find you got a lot to give.
There it is. There's the wisdom of the world on full display, courtesy of a multi-gazillionaire, Tony Robbins, helping a man. I'm looking at his face again. He's ready to lose it. And he gets jokes about his tennis shoes and some cookie, fortune cookie wisdom that will do absolutely nothing for the man. You know what, Jimmy? Suddenly, clip number four sounds pretty good. It's Jesse Duplantis. That fellow, he normally just gets so far up my nose. But after listening to Tony Robbins,
So I'm going to say something going to shock you. When you see me, you see the Father. You see the Son.
Hold it. Sorry. My apologies to Tony Robbins. You're doing fine, dude.
You see the Holy Ghost. You see God incarnate. So you're mad at me because I'm blessed? Well, I'm just acting like my dad.
Jimmy, which one is most cloying?
I was going to say Tony Robbins.
But Jesse won, didn't he?
That was blasphemy.
Hands down.
You be the judge.
You want answers?
That man.
You want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This in the court. Is Wretched Radio.
You know what I love about coffee? It's not just the first sip in the morning, though that's pretty great. It's that you can count on it. Every morning, it's there, ready to wake you up and get your day started. And that's exactly what we've built with the Fortis Plus app. It's your daily dose of biblical truth, ready when you are, completely free. Think about it. Every day, the culture is throwing lies at you faster than you can dodge them. Your kids are getting discipled by TikTok. Your marriage is under attack. And the world is telling you that up is down and wrong is right. But what if every day you had access to voices that would remind you what's actually true? Dr. John Krotz, Pastor Brad Bickney, Dr. Adam Tyson, Jason Lyle, Dr. Andrew Walker, Libby Gloss, Dr. Greg Gifford, and others, all on Fortis Plus, where you're going to find hundreds of hours of content and new stuff being added daily, absolutely free. Look, you're already reaching for your phone first thing in the morning anyway. Why not make it count? Download Fortis Plus right now and start your day with truth instead of trash. It's free, it's biblical, and it's exactly what you need to stand strong in this brave new world. Fortis Plus at fortisplus.org.
Is it possible a Christian university can actually be ranked high when it comes to preparing students for the real world? Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. Courses, diplomas, degrees, they can be achieved online or, of course, on their beautiful campus in Southern California. Would you like to learn more about the Masters University to prepare you or your child for the future? I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
So here's a question. Who's teaching your son what it means to be a man? Is it TikTok? His football coach? Some guy on a podcast who thinks masculinity means to never apologize? Well, here's the problem. Culture keeps handing men two options. Be a doormat or be a bulldozer. Soft or harsh, passive or angry. But scripture paints a different picture altogether. A man who's strong and gentle, leading with conviction and compassion. And that's why we created Gentle Man, a brand new video series with Todd Friel and Dr. John Krotz. It's streaming now on Fortis Plus. It's not macho, nor is it passive, but it's biblically strong and spiritually steady. New episodes are dropping every Monday on Fortis Plus. So download the Fortis Plus app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. Men don't guess at manhood. They learn it from God's Word. Gentleman, exclusively on Fortis Plus.
Revelation. God has revealed himself through many means, including the conscience. God has given each person a conscience so that they can understand his moral standard and their failure to keep that standard. While the conscience can be deadened and twisted by sin, every human being has an innate knowledge of God's law.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You want to hear some more, Jimmy?
What did I do to you?
More Jesse Duplantis? Well, as long as you insist, this is Wretched Radio. This guy.
You mad at me because I live in a mansion? I'm just acting like my father. Because he's living in a mansion. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching.
He's preaching good.
You're not preaching at all.
Oh, man. He just never gets sick. Well, I'm just acting like my father.
As he holds his eyeglasses. Okay.
He took my infirmity. Boy, he didn't want, watch this. He didn't want sickness on the flesh.
Jesse, are you going to be like your pal Ken Copeland and never die? Is that what's going to happen here? You're just going to live? Oh, I see. So you just keep up your charlatan game, trying to persuade people that they can be just like you and be perfectly healthy. He's not. Okay, there's HIPAA laws, but if somebody has access to Jesse Duplantis' medical records, we don't need the details, but I just like to know how thick they are, because I'm guessing he's had some issues over the years.
Why? Because he dwelt in it. And dwells in it. He doesn't visit. He dwells.
What is he talking about?
I think a lot of good things about me because Christ in me, the hope of glory. You call it bragging, I call it dwelling.
I call it insanity. He's talking like a sausage. He's talking, you know what he sounds like? Don Lemon in the religion realm.
He dwells in me and I dwell in him. Some people get mad because I said something about a watch the other day. You know why? Because they don't have one, I guess.
Wow. Nasty.
They don't realize. Would you got mad if you saw God wearing a fine watch?
Oh.
No.
You know Jesus and his fine watch collection. You know, that whole donkey thing, it was a ruse. It was actually covered in Prada. So don't be deceived. Jesus, ka-ching, and he loved the bling. Can that tweet, did I just write a rap song? Or is that a contemporary Christian worship
yeah, that
song?
That too.
Right there. This is so tragic. Old Testament, it focuses a lot on the physical. Just preached on this Sunday at Alpharetta Bible Church that there were three types of inheritances, from the lesser to the greater. The lesser would be a father's inheritance to the firstborn son, who received a double portion, by the way. That was one of the inheritances that people looked forward to, unless, of course, you were the second born. Not so much. Second inheritance was the land to the children of Israel. And then the third inheritance, which was the best inheritance, was God. God is your inheritance. He's your treasure. Those are Old Testament inheritances. In the New Testament, it really, the inheritance is that third one, the best one, spiritual. Most people in the Old Testament, their primary concern was physical, just surviving, not being invaded, having enough food on the table. And to receive a blessing of an inheritance, something of the estate of the father passed along, living in the land of Israel as a sign of God's favor, that was the focus of an inheritance. In the New Testament, the focus is spiritual blessings. And by the way, in the Old Testament, designer watches or whatever it is that this fellow is selling as something that a Christian should have, they wouldn't have imagined such things. Now, that is why, by the way, the prosperity preachers always preach from the Old Testament. They rarely find anything in the New Testament. Why? Because it's all about spiritual blessings. Because you have an inheritance. It's a now-then inheritance. Right now, you have all kinds of spiritual blessings. You've got eternal life. Right now, you say, wait a second, eternal life. Don't I have to die? No, Jesus died so you could have eternal life. Right now, present tense, ongoing, forever. You're justified. You're adopted. You have access to God. You have fellowship with the Father. You have all of these things because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's better than a watch, Jesse. That's better than a piece of property. But there's more to come. Peter, 1 Peter, and it's fascinating that we remember that Peter is in the context of suffering. that suffering is assumed for the saint, that suffering is just a part of the normal life, not the perfect health. What a bunch of nonsense. I wonder how many times he's been in the OR, how many times he's been in the back of an ambulance. How old, Jimmy? How old is Jesse Duplantis? He's 70-something, I would think. Still putting on his clown show. I'm sorry, this guy really agitates me. He calls himself the Father. He calls himself the Son and the Holy Spirit.
So I'm going to say something going to shock you.
Yeah, you are.
When you see me, you see the Father.
Does he even know he's quoting Jesus? I doubt it, because he probably rarely reads the New Testament. How old is he, Jimmy?
76.
Hang it up, dude. Hang it up. Just please fly off in one of your jets to one of your mansions. Just stop bilking people, because that's what he's doing. He's just bilking people.
You just mad because you don't have one.
Yeah, that's it. Besides, it's just that cloying thing that he does. It just, And there's people there who don't know what they're missing. They are not being pointed toward their eternal inheritance. What does Peter say about it? He gives six exclamation points. He gives six clarifying truths about your inheritance that should cause us to go, I want to be there now. Furthermore, it will cause you to endure this trial, this fiery trial that you're currently in. That's what Peter does. It's brilliant. He talks about your Trinitarian salvation. He talks about everything that you have in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That you have a living hope. You have an inheritance, so that even for a little while you experience trials, you may rejoice greatly. Why? Because he's pointing you toward the truth of your inheritance, not bling. Your inheritance, and how does he describe it? It's incorruptible. It's not going away. Your inheritance, it is stored up in the safest place in the universe. It's in heaven. It is unsullied. It's perfectly pure. There's nothing tainted about it. It's like the finest diamond quality, the purest gold. That's your inheritance. It's guarded by God, guarded by him. Present tense, he's guarding your inheritance for you. It's imperishable. It's never going to end. And it's going to one day be revealed. And you're going to be there because you are being kept, not your inheritance. You are being kept for your inheritance. And Peter points them toward the spiritual inheritance that we have in heaven, a new body that won't have aches and pains. I wonder how many pills Jesse takes every day as he goes about telling people he's in perfect health. Liar. Oh, these charlatans. Oh. I got to watch it, because what I'm feeling right now could be righteous indignation. It could just be anger. I find it so blasphemous what he does in his suit. He's got red shoes on too. That's kind of a twist, isn't it? Your inheritance in heaven, it is staggering what awaits you. A new body. It's going to last for forever. No more aches, no more pains, no more waking up going, ooh, that is kind of a new one right there. Nope, all gone, all done. You get to see God. You get to be with the saints for all of eternity. All the guilt, all the shame, gone. It's just gone. Now, will you remember the sinful things that you've done? I suspect so. So that we can appreciate the sacrifice of our Savior. But it's not going to haunt you anymore. Your conscience cleansed. Guilt and shame, you're never going to feel that again. And you're going to have joy. That's what he gets to a little bit later, probably around verse 9. That you're going to rejoice and have great joy. Because you haven't seen him, but you love him. You're not seeing him, but you believe in him. But you're going to see him. And on that day, your breath will be taken away. You are going to you're going to have such short hyper breaths because you've never seen anything like Jesus. And what does Jesse Duplantis point you toward? Himself. Oh, needless to say, I think we can say that's the lesser thing. And whether it's Jesse or any other preacher that doesn't point to the best object in the universe should not be in that profession, because you're pointing to the lesser. And the whole purpose of the creation of the universe is that God wants to point us toward the greater, and the greater is himself. The greater is his son. The greater is the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in regenerating you so that we can obey God, so that we can become Christ-like, and so that we can enjoy him forever. And any preaching that points to a mere mortal or to a wristwatch, dude, find another career. This, sorry for being sour, is Wretched Radio.